The Democratic ticket is now official.
For all those who believe that our best days are ahead of us, with great faith in the American people, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
John Kerry's acceptance speech closed the Democratic National Convention last night in Boston. The purpose of the convention has changed, but a lot of the pageantry remains. As the Democrats shake the last few strands of confetti off their clothes, it might be useful to consider whether some aspects of the conventions might indeed turn off the voters who are on the sidelines. Day to Day's Mike Pesca takes a look at one tradition that may show the increasing unimportance of the political conventions.
In his themes and by his tone, it was clear that John Kerry grasped the gravity of what it means to be the President of the United States in an increasingly dangerous world.
We need a strong military, and we need to lead strong alliances. And then, with confidence and determination, we will be able to tell the terrorists, you will lose and we will win. The future doesn't belong to fear, it belongs to freedom.
And there, cheering the words of determination in the face of death, was Nathan Timm of Wisconsin. He stood with a donkey on his head.
It's affixed with a magic formula called a safety pin.
The crazy hat. It is the ultimate convention of the political convention. Even as the purpose of the convention has changed from raucous contest to quadrennial infomercial, the hats remain. Donkeys are popular as symbols of the Democratic Party. Jennifer DeCant went with a pair of animals particular to her state, Maine.
Factually speaking, from an ecological standpoint, do the moose and the lobster actually coexist in nature as happily as they do on your head?
No, but we can all strive for complete harmony within nature as well as in humanity.
Over in the California delegation, the tiny donkey nestled in Mark Rothschild's hat competed with a dozen buttons.
I thought, is this too much? They can allow them, and you should see all these hats that are more provocative than mine.
These hats are asinine, which literally means of or relating to a donkey. But they also might evoke the more common meaning of the word to a viewer at home who's looking for answers to real-life problems and instead finding people who accessorize with fauna. Thomas Patterson is a professor of government at Harvard University whose latest book, The Vanishing Voter, is about declining civic participation in America. His surveys about conventions show that excessive hoopla among delegates shows up on the list of objections.
I think you'll get very mixed opinions about the hats and the balloons and the like, and they're probably more of a reflection on how people feel about conventions, though we did have one respondent who said they act like fools.
But for people who like the conventions, who are of course the people who plan the conventions, the feeling is that hats, banners, balloons, and balloons rate very highly in Patterson's surveys, seriously. All that hoopla fits in well with what the audience, shrinking though it is, has come to expect. In the convention hall, even the most buttoned-down delegates were down with the buttons and pins and hats. 18-year-old Natalie Hale of Alaska, dressed in business attire herself, didn't think that people wearing crazy hats were that crazy.
I think people probably think that people are just having a great time, and everybody's respecting the crazy hats, I'm pretty sure. I'm down with the crazy hats.
Hale was one of nearly 50 delegates under the age of 21 at the convention. It was hard to find anyone from that group wearing crazy hats, which hints at an overall trend. In Patterson's surveys of potential voters under the age of 30, the group with the lowest voter turnout, only 1 in 20 said they plan to watch a lot of the convention. Patterson says young people actually want to be engaged, but it won't be through the appeal of the crazy hat.
Certainly a lot of these images really strike young people as, boy, that's hokey and old-fashioned, and, that's not really with what things are today. That's not my generation parading before the camera.
To young people and many other voters feeling disaffected, when John Kerry promises
help is on the way,
they're pretty sure it won't come wearing a donkey. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.